Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Nancy James, and I just got my credit card bill, and there are two charges to purchase Pure. I wonder if you could look this up and tell me what it was for.
May I please have your zip code?
Zip code is 43149.
Okay, I do see an account with Nancy James. May you please verify the address for security purposes?
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Could you verify the address for security purposes?
Sure. 13370 State Route 374, Rockbridge, Ohio, 43149.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Just a moment while the system loads up your account. Okay, ma'am. Excuse me. Okay, ma'am. I do see that on the 26th of November, you paid $5.74 to enter a sweepstakes to win a Crusette.
For what?
A Crusette, which is a kitchen pot, a big pot.
I never authorized this. And what's the other one for? It's $67.32.
Yes, ma'am, because when you enter the sweepstakes, it stated in the terms and conditions that if you did not cancel within a certain amount of days, you would be charged and enrolled into our online discount store and charged for more entries in the contest until you call us and cancel the account.
I did not order this, and I want these removed.
Ma'am, these are valid charges. Do you know, can you please tell me your email?
What was that? I didn't understand what you said before email.
I said these are valid charges.
Direct charges?
Valid, V-A-L-I-D.
Well, I don't think they're valid. I did not authorize this.
So, ma'am, okay, you're saying you did not authorize this, so you did not order this on the way back in November on the 26th. You did not pay $5.74 for the Crusette pot.
It was what, for the TV?
No, it's a kitchen pot.
A kitchen pot?
A big kitchen pot, ma'am.
No, I did not order a kitchen pot.
Okay, ma'am, just know that I'm going to transfer you to the fire department, and we do take fire very seriously here. So if it comes back that it was you, after they investigate, the company will press charges.
I need to have this removed, so anything I need to do, I'll be glad to do it.
Yes, ma'am. And just before I get you ready to be transferred, can I please have your email?
My email is artworldetc@frontier.com.
Okay, ma'am, and that is the same email that is on this account. So are you sure that it was not you before I send you over?
It was not me.
Okay, ma'am, just know that charges will be pressed if it comes back at you. Could you please hold for a moment while I get you transferred?
Yes. What did you say, Denise?
It's for a big pot.
I know. I didn't order a big pot. I've got two great big pots, and I have one, like, oh, what do they call them? Never mind.
Are you talking to the company? Do you know the name of the company?
It's called Purchase Pure. Purchase Pure. Me too. Yeah, really.
Okay, ma'am, I do have the account canceled for you, and before I transfer you over, I'm going to provide you with the cancellation number before I transfer you to the fire department.
What was the last part?
I'm going to provide you with the cancellation number before I transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, hon.
C as in cat.
C.
262.
927.
867.
869.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm going to transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you, dear.